Blog Talk Radio.
Who's on the couch with Michael Couch today? Today. Find out now. Here's Michael.
Well, good evening, everybody. It's 8 o'clock Thursday evening. It's a very, very soggy East Coast day. Temperatures are really good, around 67 degrees. However, it is still mushy and rainy, but, you know, it's one of those days where you just want to curl up with a good book or a good radio show. Anyways, my name is Michael Couch, and you're listening to On the Couch. Joining me tonight is our resident spiritual intuitive, Sandy Athey, and also author of The Daily Dance, delivering your messages from the universal inbox as well. The topic tonight is love. Usually, I was telling Sandy this in the opening, usually I do a lot of research for all the shows. Love was one of those topics that I thought maybe I know enough about, not to wing it, but to feel love. I've felt love. I've given love. I've understood love. Love was lost last Friday in Paris with the ISIS attacks, not to bring everybody down. But I'm wondering exactly what happened to love. Where did it go? We're supposed to love one another. We're supposed to think kindly of one another, and yet tragedies like this still go on. So we're going to touch on that as well. We're taking your calls at 516-418-5594. If you feel like logging into the chat, click the show link. Apparently you're right there. Upper right-hand corner, log in with your Facebook, and give me your thoughts on the topic. Once again, the call-in number is 516-418-5594. As ever, you know, got to start with a little bit of music. And I love this gal, Amanda Marshall. Everybody's got a story, and everybody does, and I want to hear your story. So call in. You're listening to On the Couch. Don't go away.
Deeper than the air.
Everybody's got a story, Amanda Marshall.
Everyone has questions about business, love, pets, or life in general. Did you know the universe has answers for you? For an appointment to check the inbox for your messages, call or text me, Sandy Athey, at 410-747-6510. Your message is waiting. Call or text me, 410-747-6510. Safe journeys, and I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, you're going to talk to her right now. Oh, joining me in house is the lovely and talented and beautiful and charming and I can't say enough good things about you. Miss Sandy Athey is joining us, author of The Daily Dance and our resident spiritual intuitive. Sandy, how are you this evening? Are you enjoying the rain?
Well, good evening. Oh, I love
evening.
Oh, yes, I love an evening like this where I look out my windows and I see the beautiful trees with the little splatters of color and the fog moving through the trees. It's all very mysterious. Yes, I love it.
It's very Eddie Rabbit, I Love a Rainy Night. Remember that song?
Oh, it's great. It really is. It just makes everything so cozy. And I've got the Christmas lights up and my big fuzzy robe on tonight on the couch.
You look fantastic as ever.
Well,
you look very tactile, very like touchy feely. We got a brand new cashmere cover for the bed, and I'm not really that fancy. You know what I mean? It's like cashmere, but I mean it's probably cashmere with an H in the middle. Who the hell knows? But
right.
It is so wonderfully.
Decadent.
Mushy, yes. Oh my God, it makes me weak inside. Anyways,
oh,
if you're just tuning in, this is On the Couch. I'm your host, Michael Couch. Sandy Athey, author of The Daily Dance, is joining us. Also, our spiritual intuitive, taking your calls tonight at 516-418-5594. Sandy, I picked the topic love. I know you were listening to the intro and everything because I was really absolutely horrified and devastated by what happened in Paris with ISIS and everything. There was over, let me get some numbers for you, the 300 injured. You know, it was so many dead. I mean, really, and just that restaurants and theaters and everything. Where did the love go? What is the universe telling us about love tonight? Tell us.
You know, it's very interesting that you played that song and that we're talking about this, because tomorrow is November 20th, and it is the 25th anniversary of what happened to me when I went to the other side and came back. How interesting.
Go.
Yes.
Very, very
I
interesting.
Have a very personal feeling about all of this, and what happened last Friday affected me personally. We could easily say triggered me off personally,
right,
because it was the same type of thing, very up in your face, you know. And it's taken me, you know, I'm mastering the love. I'm mastering coming from that place, from the forgiveness. And war is something that I find very fascinating, looking at it from an observer point of view. It really doesn't make a lot of sense to me, logically.
Right.
You know, I have to quote George Carlin here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
George Carlin said that, you know, fighting for peace was like, I guess I can't cuss on air, but you know George Carlin.
Sure, go ahead.
Fighting for peace was like screwing for virginity. I'll use a better word.
Right, okay.
Think about that, really.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make any sense to us. But then again, if you go to the Buddhist place, or the Dalai Lama was asked why he didn't fight the Chinese when they came into Tibet.
Yeah.
And he said, because then I would have war inside of me.
Yeah.
And from my perspective, I see it inside of all of us that I do, as you know, and I think you do as well, know that we've lived a lot of different lives in a lot of different ways, and we've done a lot of different things and gotten up to a lot of mischief in different earth walks. So we all come back in with the tendency either way, where we could go either way, and we've all done that. We've all been angry, or we've all been loving. We're here to experience all of those things. When they're taken to an extreme by hundreds of people throughout history, it just keeps repeating and repeating and repeating. Mm-hmm. Do you think it will ever change, Michael? Do you
I don't know.
That
I think
the love will ever balance out? Because there has to be, you know, look at the yin-yang. There's darkness and the light, and there's lightness in the dark. Mm-hmm. So is it always going to be there and it just needs to be kept into balance? Or will there come a time where we don't have to be so angry and mean to each other? What do you think?
Very good question. I see it. I see your point. Well thought out. I see it more of, you know, those things that are on desks and stuff where you grab the one ball and you lift
it
up,
and it goes
and it slaps back and forth. It drives me batty and stuff. But to me, that is what's happening right now. That sort of ebb and flow, that sort of push and shove, that sort of or push and pull. There is just something that is, I don't know, because you spoke, we spoke, and I felt the same way. Thursday was a horrible day for me. I just woke up at 4:30 in the morning. I was buzzing. And it's buzzing with, and for those listening, we all have those feelings. Something bad's going to happen. You just the anxiousness just drives me batty. And just to clear it up, too.
And not knowing where it was coming from, right?
Not knowing where it was coming from. But, you know, in Paris, the 129 people were dead, 352 wounded, including 99 who are in very serious condition. Two of the seven terrorists has been named. I don't know if you saw on Facebook today. They actually caught the one, I think, yesterday and killed him. And that's another topic, too. You go ahead and catch this person who was apparently the mastermind of this situation, and so then he's killed. So then I'm sitting here thinking, like, I don't even know what that solved, really.
Right.
Not to be insipid or daft, but it's like, oh, so you killed him, so it's over? There was no one talked to him, no one found out any information, no one... What were you thinking, dude? You know, there was that situation where I think that's information that we need to have as a civilization. And not only as a civilization, but as a universe, we need to understand this thinking, because those attacks were not willy-nilly. It wasn't like, oh, I'll wake up today and, grab a few of my friends and stuff.
Yeah.
It's planned stuff.
No,
so
it's
you're
very
not
well
dealing.
Thought out.
Yes, you're not dealing with some flippant, street thug, not to speak ignorant of street thugs. I know a few of them. They're very, very lovely people. But it's one of those things where you have to realize, it's like, come on, we have to know more about these people. And just turning around and hating them, you know, you get more... What's the thing? Bees with honey, kind of a thing. So we have to learn about this, because it is happening in every neighborhood, in every city, in every small town, in every state, province, country. So there is on the rise this state of anxiousness that transfers into anger. And we all know anger is the absence of love, and fear also translates into anger. But we need to actually identify the source as a human being. Taking your calls tonight at 516-418-5594. Want to go ahead and lighten up a little bit. Sandy, did you have a message from the universe regarding this? Did I miss it?
I do. Yes. Would you like to do the music first and the break first?
Yeah, let's go,
ahead.
I think we're talking a little bit heavy anyways. Absolutely. You're listening to On the Couch with Michael Couch and Sandy Athey. Caller 803-468 in the queue. Please don't go away, because It's Your Love by Chase Allen is coming right up. You're listening to On the Couch with Michael Couch.
Thank you. love is gonna save me.
Back on the couch. I'm your host, Michael Couch, Sandy Athey, author of The Daily Dance, our resident spiritual intuitive, joining us tonight. The topic is love. We're taking your calls at 516-418-5594. Sandy, please tell us what the universe has to tell us about love.
Oh, thank you so much. I will do that. This is from page 15 of The Daily Dance.
Okay.
And it's called Let's Talk About Love. Love makes the world go round. All you need is love. Love heals all. God is love. We've all heard these sayings. But what is love, really? Love is the highest vibration we can connect to and is associated with the emotions of joy, confidence, acceptance, understanding, forgiveness, abundance, faith, and trust. There is no force more powerful than love. It emanates from creation and is available to all of us. Love melts fear and inspires us to reach our potential by opening our creativity. Being in love does not necessarily mean with another person. It means the heart is open, allowing the constant river of creation to flow through it.
One of the most quoted definitions of love is from the Bible. Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. Love is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. I had to go ahead and read that because that's my favorite piece on the page, honey. It's just
Anyways, says it all, doesn't it?
It really does say it all. Yeah. Anyways, I wanted to go ahead and prove to you that I'm actually having your book right here in front of me because this is actually from page 15 of the Daily Dance.
I got chilly bumps with that. I love that.
Yeah.
I did. Well,
that's
then
lovely.
Should I continue?
Continue. Yes, please continue.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And that is for everyone listening. That is from Corinthians.
Right. 13,
right.
5,
the, 7. The Bible verse. Right. I'd also like to add that love is easy, love is confident, love is gentle, and love is calm. Love is that feeling of peace you get when you are in balance and everything is going your way. So everybody listening, take a nice deep breath, and let's all connect to love and send it out to everyone and everything in the universe. Through our intention and guided by creation, that powerful force of love will reach all its desired destinations. Now think of certain people, places, or things you would like to join you in this energy, and let's send it special delivery. There are a few I would like to mention. All of the animals, my spirit guides, all of my clients, listeners, friends, and family. And in the book, especially to you, the reader. But the more, and God also says that in the Bible, when two or more are gathered. So for everyone listening and everyone that's listening to the podcast, let's all connect to the love inside of us and then send it right back out. The creation and Earth Mother know where to send it. And I really, truly believe, Michael, that that is the best thing we can do, is to find that health and balance and that love inside of ourselves. And like Gandhi says, be the example.
Yeah. Be the example.
Be example.
The example.
Example. Exactly. And what is the exact quote? Be the change you wish to see in the world. So the more we talk about the love and we encourage that and we are the examples of it. Because as you know, it's easy to get pulled in other directions.
It's also a daily discipline too. I mean,
yes,
everybody has been talking about discipline lately, and I'm reading this book called The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson, and it's basically doing small things in succession that build up into big results and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the mindset has to. For an example, I'm not a fan of stink bugs, okay? So if I get stink bug mail, I'm not opening it up. However, I do take particular time with the stink bug because I think it's a downtrodden little insect, to not squash it with my shoe, beat it with a paper. I do pick it up on a piece of paper and I throw it outside. I think, you wandered in here by accident, kind of a thing. So, you can't be here anymore. Spiders, same thing, although it depends how big the spider is, because if it's really big, then, yeah, something's getting thrown at it. But it's the daily disciplines in your person that develop the integrity of the person that you are today. That's what I believe. So if I don't want to kill a stink bug, at least I have that off my conscience. You know what I mean? I would like everybody to live in harmony. That's my goal and my direction. I don't see why everybody's so friggin' angry. It just confuses me.
Yeah.
Anyways, taking your calls tonight, 516-418-5594. You're listening on the couch with me, Michael Couch, and Sandy Athey, author of The Daily Dance. Let's take some calls, going to the 803-468. Welcome. You are on the couch. I think I know who this is. Is this Mika?
You know it's me.
Oh, you know it. Welcome back, Mika.
Hi,
honey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Sandy?
Fine, thank you.
We're talking about love tonight, Mika. Let's have your thoughts. What do you love? How do you love? What do you find love in?
Everything. I like to quote Dr. Wayne Dyer.
Oh, that's a wonderful one.
Love is my gift to the world. I fill myself with love, and I send that love out into the world. And how others treat me is their path. How I react is mine. And I like to think that I live my life like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you do.
Well,
yeah,
the only thing that we can control are our own thoughts, words, and actions. That is the only thing. We can't control anything else. So if that's the only thing we can control, then we might as well control that and, as you say, put out what it is you make it be very deliberate.
Yep, exactly.
Well, there's a lot of love on the show tonight.
A lot of love. But let me ask you this, Mika. Do you find it ever let's go Mika first, let's go Sandy second. Love is... exactly what it is. Love can be very tiring. Love can be exhaustive. Love can be painful. Love comes up in many, many forms. Mika, let's go to you first. How painful can love be to you?
I love, and as Sandy pointed out in the last time we spoke, I love very deeply.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel, I love the same way. And I would like to say that I love unabandonedly, unconditionally, you know, like...
Unabashedly?
Someone. Yeah, it's the word I'm looking for is just not coming to me right now. But I just love because I love people. You know, I love animals. Like you said, you know, the stink bug. I try not to step on them because they smell horrible. But I will kill the spider. I'm sorry. I just have to draw the line there. But because I can't stand spiders. But, you know, I just, if you can just love people from within and not expect anything in return, I think you're okay. But it's when you love unconditionally and you keep putting it out, and then you don't get anything back. You know, sometimes you can feel a little empty because a lot of people are takers, and unfortunately, when you're a giver, people will take from you. You know, and it can leave you kind of empty at times, and then you have to kind of like sit back and then regroup and re-energize. And, you know, I have been in love. I am in love. I'm very much in love right now. You know, I'm in love with my life, you know. In love with my husband. I'm in love with my family, my children, my friends. You know, I'm in love with you, Michael.
We're all in love with Michael.
Ditto, ditto. Oh, stop it, people. Stop it.
I love what the wizard said to the Tin Man about his heart.
Yeah.
The wizard said, a heart is not measured by how much it loves. a heart is measured by how much it is loved by others.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
I adore that. See, that's you, Michael, on the couch. Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, you know, I try.
You got a good heart. You are loved by many.
Well, I'm made of tin and thumbtacks and scotch tape. Anyways, on the couch with Sandy Athey and Mika Watkins. Let's go back to the phone lines. Mika, stay with us. Going to call her in the 352-638 area code. Can I have your first name and where you're calling from, please? Welcome to On the Couch.
Nancy from Florida.
Nancy Holmquist from Florida.
How are you?
Oh, tuning in for the very first time.
Yes, yes.
How are you, love?
I love this conversation. I'm doing great.
Am I
on the radio right now?
You're on the radio. You're live.
You're on
live,
the air,
live,
Nancy.
Up and running.
Oh, okay.
Nancy, this is Sandy and Mika. Nancy, what's the weather like down in Florida? Please tell me it's not raining.
It is just slightly, but it doesn't last long. But it's nice overall. Yeah.
Sounds good.
But,
topic tonight is love. Let's hear what you have to say about love.
Well, I agree with everything that everyone has said in the present. Mm-hmm. But I found when people don't treat me well or something, I don't hate them. I just said that I love them in a different way, but I don't bother with them. I don't subject myself to it. But I think love is a great thing, and not to pass judgments and all. But as far as like wars and all these terrible people in the world, I don't think anything's going to stop them. I think this has been going on for years, like in the Bible and everything. Mm-hmm. It's just in a different sense now because they have more sophisticated things and the news carries it and all. But
it changes with the times, doesn't it, Nancy?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
It changes with the times. And
but it's still the same underneath.
Right, but you can't stop loving and just trying to keep your heart open to everything that comes your way. And actually, if you do that, you find so much happiness rather than being hatred. And those people are very unhappy that feel hatred and not love. So I think it's a blessing to feel love. And I love a lot of people, some more than others. But
that's beautiful.
But,
I agree.
Yeah,
Sandy,
I don't
go
more
ahead
than
and
others,
take it away.
Yeah. So
It makes me think of the compassion that the Dalai Lama always talks about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, compassion. Mm-hmm. Compassion.
Yeah,
they must
right.
be feeling very badly about their lives or about themselves or about their situation, whatever it is. It must be difficult to have that feeling inside of you to want to do something like that.
Right. I think it's a lot of them are raised in that. And some of them don't even know different. I mean, a lot of them do, but
you know what? Let me go ahead and step in here, Nancy. Let me ask you this: as a member of the UN, United States, and everything, in terms of Syria, where people are treated the way they are treated, we don't know really their – we have information and stuff via either – well, of course, news and social media and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
What right do you think Americans have to go ahead and step in and say, our way is better, your way is not good, we want you to change our minds? This is what I keep going over and over in my head, is that there are so many issues where I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know if communism is bad. I've never lived in a communist nation. I know in communist Russia that perhaps the garbage man's son will not become a doctor because that's kind of how things are. But at least you know what you're doing and where you're going. So do you find it a little, I don't know, offensive is not the right word. Do you find it intrusive that America always finds that they know better stepping into nations such as Syria?
Well, I think, for one thing, I don't think they would step in as much if we didn't have all the violence. You know, that's what causes
it. That's a good point.
Good point, yeah.
You know, I don't think that they're just trying to tell them how to live so much as just stop the violence and, you know. And maybe they think our way's better so they can try to talk to them that way. But it doesn't work because I think their mindset is very different. And I don't think they should tell them personally what to do. I think that's their business. But, you know, I wouldn't want somebody telling me what to do all the time.
Exactly my point.
And I'm
yeah.
sure they
yeah.
don't like it. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's right. So
well,
I'm
there
sure
is a
they,
delicate... Yeah, there's a delicate balance
mm-hmm.
there between
mm-hmm.
when do you step in and say,
right.
okay, this is not right, and we're not
mm-hmm.
we're still respecting your space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that
but
is
when
a
you
very delicate dance.
People, it makes it your right, almost. You know, you almost have to step in for those things, but because a lot of them just hate. They hate so much, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
Well, the love's got to be in there somewhere. Don't
yeah,
you think?
Well, I don't know. Well, it's hard to believe that it isn't. I can't
well,
believe
it is hard
that
to
they
believe
don't love
it
anything,
too.
But they maybe they just
but they
love
themselves
in a different
enough
way.
To value themselves to give themselves
mm-hmm.
to Allah. That's what I can understand
mm-hmm.
the suicide bombings. I mean, I
yeah,
think it was
right.
in the theater, and correct me if I'm wrong, anybody, but held 100 people hostage. 100
yeah.
people hostage at gunpoint. Talk
mm-hmm.
about fear. As for
mm.
the slaying, I think, no, it was the restaurant
okay.
that was 100. In the theater, there was 300 and whatever
mm.
it was. But there were accounts on Facebook where this one woman, 21 years old, basically lied, pretending she was dead amongst the dead. Now,
right.
go to fear in your head, multiply that by, I don't know, a friggin' million, and then
mm.
try and figure out after you walk out that door where the love is. I mean,
right,
it's
right.
going to screw you up. Sandy, this is also the anniversary of your attack.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it everything was bringing up, you know what I mean? Go, Sandy.
What attack is that?
Well, you know, it...
I didn't hear that.
Fill her in real quick, Sandy.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Yeah,
if you
Nancy.
Want, you don't have to.
Oh,
no,
oh. it's fine. No, no,
oh, okay.
that's how my mm-hmm. gift was activated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 25 years ago tomorrow, I was, and I'm just going to say it, I was attacked and strangled to death by a serial rapist.
Oh,
and,
my.
Yeah, and so it's very, oh. this is all very fascinating to me. Oh. I did have the privilege of working with the police and the FBI, and he has
mm-hmm.
been in jail for the past 24 years because of my testimony and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So it was quite a big deal. And,
yeah, that
you know,
took a lot of strength on your part.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
It was the creator in Earth Mother. It was the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I really
mm-hmm.
felt as if I just worked here and I was
oh,
doing what I was supposed to be doing. But it,
mm-hmm.
you know, it really does, having known that type of
mm-hmm.
fear,
right.
it brings up a lot of compassion in me
yeah.
and a lot of forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
well,
gosh, the compassion and forgiveness.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I took
well, and, well, Michael
time
knows.
On forgiveness.
Yeah, Michael
and
knows violence as
that
well.
That takes a lot of strength, Sandy.
Yeah.
Well, we
yes,
all know.
To forgive.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
the forgiveness part. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
well,
was it. What was really interesting was there was a sheriff in the elevator on the way up to the sentencing,
mm-hmm.
and he looked at me and he said, "Would you like me to have him killed in jail?" And
wow.
yeah, and this is a year to the day after it happened, and I was still literally still black
oh,
and blue and beaten and whatnot.
Mm.
So anyway, and I thought about it for. I really didn't even think about it. I just looked at him and I said, "Oh no, 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 not at all." And he was a little bit surprised, and he was very
sure.
serious. He was very
mm-hmm.
serious. And
well, they do
those things. I said, "Oh no, no, no. Excuse me. Let the universe take care of it." Because
mm-hmm.
even back then, I just had this knowing that what goes around comes around, and it's
yeah.
not up to me to say that. Let's leave it up to the court of the physical court, which it was a wonderful experience, but then the universe and its court as well. And
mm.
I leave it to God to judge.
Well, it's wonderful
I
that
am,
you can do that.
And that's yeah, a lot
take
of
some big kahunas, Miss Sandy Acey. I mean, that is some good forgiveness on your part.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling
mm-hmm.
you. I'm going to interject
now,
here.
No, but I met God. God told me all this stuff while I was over there, so I have to obey.
No, absolutely. No, I understand fully.
Like,
taking your call. 516-418-5594. I'm going to go ahead and take a little musical break. Nancy, do you want to go ahead and stay on the line and keep chatting with us? Because I'm loving the conversation.
Yeah, it's very interesting, if you don't mind.
Oh, no,
oh, we'd love to have you.
We'd love to have you. Hey, it's just Sandy. Four goyles sitting around,
sipping
Chardonnay.
Yeah, I'm
anyways,
on the couch.
You listened to On the Couch. I'm your host, Michael Couch. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Yeah. Okay.
This is Cameron Tilbury, and I'm CEO, Creative Director of Maple Star Music and Media in Nashville, Tennessee. Check out our website, www.maplestarmusicmedia.com. And I'm on the couch with Michael Couch.
This is my new find, Dana Kelson. She's lovely. She's out of Atlanta. Sitting on the couch.
I want a little something more. Don't want the middle or the one before. I don't desire a complicated past. But I want a love that will last. Say that you love me. Say I'm the one. Don't kiss and hug me and then try to run. I don't do drama. My tears don't fall fast. But I want a love that will last. Give me forever. Don't even think about saying goodbye. Cause I just want one love to be enough. And remain the heart till I die. Call me romantic. Oh, I guess that's so. There's something more that I believe you, so don't even ask. And I want a love that will last. I want a love that will last.
I'm your host, Michael Couch. Joining us tonight is resident intuitive Sandy Athey, author of The Daily Dance, as well as Mika Watkins, calling from South Carolina. And Nancy Holmquist is joining us from Florida. The topic tonight is love. How do you feel it? How do you love it? I'm going to go to Mika with this question. I want a love that will last. I don't want just the memories. I'm going to go ahead and go this far as to say sometimes love is just about the memories. Sometimes loving is about releasing, well, of course, with death and everything. I mean, you know, that kind of a thing you always love. But do you think every time you love, a memory is created, or do you think one can fall out of love and forget?
I believe that a memory is created, because when you love somebody, you don't forget that you love them.
Right.
Not if you really love them, you know. Today, well, you know, I talked to you earlier this week about what's going on with me health-wise, and Monday I got a call stating that they found something on my mammogram I've had on Thursday. So I've been, you know, waiting for my follow-up, which is next Tuesday, and I've been notifying people, you know, my loved ones, one by one as I can. And today my husband and I had the talk, you know, and it was just like, okay, worst case scenario, what are my wishes, you know? And I told him, I was like, babe, I want you to be able to remarry. And he looked at me and he said, hell no, you know?
Right.
And I was taken aback. I was just like, why? I'm like, I want you to be happy, you know? I was just like, there are only two people I don't ever want to see you with. And if I see you with them, I'm going to haunt you, you know? And he just started laughing. I said, I will come back and I will haunt you. And I said, I will make your life a living hell. Trust me. You know,
yeah.
But I'm like, but I want you to, you know, to move on with your life and be happy if something should happen to me,
yeah.
You know. And I just, you know, when you're thinking about your own mortality, you know, I just told him, I was just like, I don't know if I will want to, you know, if I found out I have stage 4 or if I'm, you know, pretty bad off,
mm-hmm.
or something like that. I may opt to not seek treatment. I may opt to just live my days.
Really?
Happy,
you would really not, because for those that, you've also battled cancer before, right? You've had
yes.
Cerebral cancer. So this is your second bout,
yes.
with it. So you would actually,
yes.
forego treatment. Mm-hmm. You would just toss away the chemo and just like play your cards, right? Eat greens, and you would actually do that.
Yeah. I would actually.
That's pretty ballsy, Miss Mika.
Well, in my experience, sending love to your body makes a huge difference.
It really does.
Yeah.
It really, because
mm-hmm.
love
mm-hmm.
heals everything.
It does, and I mean, and that's what got me through my other.
Mm-hmm.
My other incidents when I was sick before, you know, you get into that depressive state. And then one day I just woke up and I said, oh, okay, well, I'm not going to die, so I might as well just go ahead and live life to the fullest every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
I think that's
every
fair
day
every day,
became
yeah.
every week, you know, and
mm-hmm.
then every week became every month. And
mm-hmm.
I still find myself living, you know, as if tomorrow is not going to exist. And now that I'm facing the thought of that possibly happening again, I had to think to myself, okay, well, depending on where I am, if they say, you know what, your body's riddled with this and, you know, we can do this to sustain your life, why would I put myself through all of that and have my husband have to watch me suffer as
mm-hmm.
opposed to us just, you know,
I say
I get me some medicinal weed and I can just go about life and be happy and go and enjoy the sights, go visit everybody I want to, you know, visit,
mm-hmm.
see everything I want to see, and just enjoy my last days loving my husband and loving everybody that I get come in contact with, you know.
Yeah.
So I agree. You know,
yeah.
Why would I put myself through that?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Very, very, very good question. Boy, Mika, 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 Mika,
mm-hmm.
Mika. Oh, Lord.
Wow.
Topic tonight is love. Taking your calls, 516-418-5594. Sandy, do you have a clock around? Because this blog talk clock is telling me we're almost out of time. What time do you have there?
We are.
Well, the official time, let me see, I have the official clock here, is 8:50.
8:50, good, 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So, talking about love tonight, going to go to one more song, and then we're back. Nancy, hold the line, and Mika, hold the line. Love and
sure.
Topic, talking about love. You're on the couch. I'm your host, Michael Couch. Don't go away.
Director kind of guy, and I know Michael very well. In fact, so well that I'm on the couch with Michael Coach, which is weird, so I'm technically on the coach whatever.
Yeah. Whatever, Silverman. Love him, ton. You're back on the couch. It's Soul Cycle Couch. Sandy Athia, resident intuitive and author of The Daily Dance, joining us tonight. Sandy, we got 5 minutes left. Nancy, would you like Sandy to deliver any messages from your universal inbox? Any messages that you want to hear?
No, not really, but I just wanted to say one thing.
Please do.
I think you can love people in so many different ways, and there's so
True.
Many kinds of love, but it's all love, that's all. And I love what Sandy and you both said, the scriptures and the other thing.
Powerful stuff.
And I admire you, Sandy, what you've been through, and that you can still have forgiveness, because people can't understand that sometimes. But I think you need to do it for your own peace of mind and your own love.
Well, yeah, so. Forgiveness is a healing you give yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. It really truly is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you know.
Yeah.
Oh, Nancy
well,
knows.
Nancy knows. That's for sure.
Very nice.
Absolutely. Nancy, thank you so much for calling in tonight. Please go ahead and tune in to On the Couch. And honest to God, so lovely to talk to you. I'll call you in 20 minutes. I'm just going to get off the radio.
Okay. Thank you so much. And Sandy,
love
it was
you
nice
tons, honey.
Hearing from you. And Mika,
good night, Nancy.
Good night, Nancy.
Okay.
Mika, South Carolina, you know, sending
yes,
all
sir.
The love your way with health and understanding
mm-hmm.
and wealth, purple and white light. And again, thank you for calling in and chiming in with your thoughts. We respect your opinion.
Always.
And we love you,
Mila. Thanks for sharing your story. Yeah, thank
oh,
you. We send you love.
We send you
Thank
love.
You.
Anyways, another
That's
edition of On the Couch is drawing to a close. Just to let you know, Sandy Athey, you can find her at sandyathey.net and check out her book, The Daily Dance. Mika Watkins, check her out on Facebook, and you can go on Facebook, and maybe if you want to, hey, you know what, I passed 500 likes on Facebook for On the Couch, so, you know, applause.
Yay.
Yay, us.
See, that's the Tin Man. See, I told
exactly,
you.
Exactly.
We all love
Anyways,
you.
You've been listening on the couch. I'm your host, Michael Couch. Sandy Athey joining us. Mika Watkins from South Carolina. Thank you so much. Until next time, please be kind to one another and share the love, please.
Yes.
Our love and faith goes out to those suffering from the Paris attacks. Anyways, once again, have a great night. Thanks, ladies.
See you later.
Take care.